Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila. The phone number, 888-455-1360. All right, we're shifting gears a little bit now. The circumstances that we have is there's a group, ISIS. These are an extremist radical group of Islamo-terrorists. This is a segment of Islamic terrorism that are so radical and so violent that even factions of Al-Qaeda said, yeah, listen, we're all about blowing people up, okay, but you're a little too zealot. How bad do you have to be when the terrorists are like, no, we're good. We don't want to be a part of it. Anyway, these are some very dangerous people, and they are recruiting. They swept through Syria. They took advantage of the Syrian uprising. Remember we talked about how the Syrian rebels were rising up against President Assad, and they were running to try and oust Assad, and we, the United States, were trying to decide, well, should we arm the rebels? Should we support them? Or should we just sit on our hands? And President Obama, in his infinite wisdom, said, oh, I'm going to draw a line in the sand. And then when they went over it, he didn't do anything about it. Well, in the meantime, ISIS decided, well, this is an opportunity for us to advance. And now they control about 50% of Syria. They then spread into Iraq. And yes, we talked about the civil unrest between the Sunnis and the Shiites and the Kurdish and all these other factions. They saw the civil unrest. They moved into Iraq as well. And now they're causing and control a significant portion of Iraq. This is a very dangerous, very militant, well-armed bunch of cowards. These are dirtbags. These are scum. These are cowards. Why do I call them cowards? Because they rely on terror. They wear hoods over their face because they're not man enough to show their face. And they do horrible things like decapitating an innocent individual, a reporter, and videotape it and send it back to the United States. The question is now, what do we do about this? The executioner in the video speaks directly to the camera in a British accent and blames President Obama for the death that he just committed. And the question now is, with this dangerous group of people, what should we do about it? And I'm legitimately asking you, after 10 plus years of being involved in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places in the world, we're not done. The threat is still there, and it's even worse. What do we do? Let's go on the phone. Al, thank you very much for holding. What's on your mind?
Hi, Seth. First and foremost, I want to say that Jerry left the show in very good hands. You're bringing up subjects that nobody wants to talk about, but apparently we're having to deal with them. ISIS is one of them.
Yeah.
I believe in your comments, should we have had boots on the ground or should we put them there? I believe that we should have never left Iraq totally. I believe our president did so, basically because of political means and promises saying we will be out of Iraq by such and such a date. But if one looks back at history, whenever a president has said we are going to leave a country that basically we're, you know, dealing with war with, bad things have happened.
Well, you're basically telling the enemy just to hold tight.
There was a sniper problem in Berlin that was terrible, but most people don't know about it. Vietnam, we said we were going to be out of there by such and such a date. Well, what happened there? Basically a genocide. Granted, you had Cambodia and Laos involved, but the Khmer Rouge is basically responsible for 1.7 million people killed and about 250,000 in actually Vietnam itself.
And it's interesting you bring that up because there's a tie-in. In Vietnam, the politicians called the war maneuvers. And in what we're dealing with now, we are trying to be politically correct and dealing with the rest of the people that are there instead of, and this is my opinion, it is time to stop being politically correct and it is time to stop messing around with doing this. It is time to unleash the special forces, Marines, etc., and tell them, go take care of business, come back when you're done. I don't want to know anything. Just go do what you do, the way that you do it, and come back when you're done. That's what I want.
Correct. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Basically, if you want to say it in fancy terms, unleash the dogs of war and let them do what they do best.
And that's my opinion, too. That is my opinion, too. Yeah. Al, thank you. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it. I want to leave room for others to call in because we're running out of time. 888-455-1360. I want your opinion about what's going on here because we have been involved in armed conflict for a long time. But I believe that one of the main reasons it has taken so long is because of things like our rules of engagement. We are not allowed to engage the enemy unless they fire on us first. That is stupid. I want our military, I want our special forces on the ground. I want them to hunt down the enemy. I want them to kill the enemy in a brutal and quick and effective fashion. I don't want them to wait until they are engaged. I want them to locate the enemy. I want them to kill the enemy in a brutal and very clear way, because that's who we are fighting. We are not fighting a bunch of polite, well-mannered individuals who respect the rules of war. Let's go to Paula in, I'm sorry, let's go to Scott in Green Bay. Scott, thank you very much for calling. What's on your mind?
Morning, sir. I want to take this a step further if I could.
All right.
Because until we get that mentality of these people out of their head that they can rule us, it'll never end. I think we'll end up occupying the whole Middle East before it's all over.
Well, I hope not. There's going to be a lot that they're going to be very upset if we do, because there's a lot of assets there that the rest of the world probably are not going to be happy that we are in control of.
But this is the attitude.
You're right. Until we allow our enemy to understand that we don't put up with this and we are going to be quite brutal in the response, we're going to continue to be attacked like this.
We should have never, like your previous caller said, we should have never got out of Iraq. Anyway, I'll let you go.
All right. Scott, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Now let's go to Paula, also for Green Bay. Paula, thank you for calling in. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Yeah, I agree with everyone, you know, everything that you're saying and what callers are saying. I'm frustrated because, you know, was it 2 years ago that liberals essentially crucified the conservative party when we, you know, essentially predicted this. We predicted this would happen if, you know, by Obama essentially opening our playbook and saying, this is what we're going to do, this is when we're going to have it done by. They had all this time to plan, and we're sitting ducks. Anyone that travels there, you know, now is in harm's way, and anyone that's living there is in such danger. And it's, like I said, it's frustrating and angering that we said this. You know, so for him to have political gain and, you know, play politics and saying we're going to take the troops out to kind of satisfy, you know, voters, he never considered, you know, anyone's position. And so it's just, it's very frustrating, you know.
It is frustrating. You know, I think one of the strategies that needs to be employed when we go into the race for the presidency in 2016 is to ask those that have voted for Obama the last two elections, exactly what are you proud of from this administration? What has he done specifically that you would consider yourself to be proud of? And I am trying to be nonpartisan here, but I can't think of anything that I am proud that this president has done, domestically or foreign. Everything he's gotten involved with has turned to crap. All right, let's go to Corey in Weston. Corey, thank you very much for calling into the program. What's on your mind?
I believe that we should have ever been in Iraq in the first place.
Okay, why do you say that?
It's just a huge cost in American lives in dollars. And, I mean, we should just not intervene in other countries' affairs.
Okay, you say we should not have gone into Iraq at all.
Correct.
Because, and you say that he shouldn't have gone into Iraq because it is too high of a cost in actual dollars and American lives.
Absolutely.
What if we had taken that attitude in World War II?
We would have lost a lot less lives and dollars in World War II.
But what else would we have lost, Corey?
Do you know? I mean, that's all speculation.
No, it's not speculation, Corey. It's fact. It is history. It is fact. What else, Corey, would we have lost had we not stood up for what was right in World War II? What would we have lost if we had not stood up for what was right in World War I? Corey, for example, what would we have lost if we had not stood up for what was right in the Revolutionary War when we fought England? What exactly is the formula of money and lives compared to doing the right thing?
We have actually not fought a war on national defense since the Revolution.
No, that's not the question, Corey. Don't go to talking points. Don't go to what your professor once told you because he's a blithering idiot. I want to know what you think would have been the right formula. What exactly is it we would have lost had we not stood up as Americans? Do you know? Do you even care?
Break it down for me.
All right. No, I'm not going to because, see, here's the problem. You're an individual that won't listen. When you are given the facts, you don't give a flying rat's ass about the facts. You care about your opinion, and I'm not going to waste my time educating you again. Have a nice day, Corey. Thanks for calling in. Ed, you're probably going to be our last caller in this segment because I know we got to go to a break. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, Ed, what's on your mind?
We have spent 10 years and $25 billion equipping and arming and training the Iraqi army. The first sign of trouble were a couple of thousand guys born in Mosul. They laid on their weapons, turn and run.
And give them our weaponry.
I'm sorry that if they refuse to defend themselves, we're going to be in the middle of a civil war, religious, tribal factions. Been going on for 1,000 years.
And you know
we're
what,
not
Ed? If
settle this.
And Ed, if that was the only issue at hand, I would agree with you wholeheartedly. My original opinion when I saw what was going on in Iraq was this: if this is a dispute between rival factions, rival tribes, the Shiites, the Sunnis, the Kurds, etc., then and if they do not have what it takes to hold on to the precious gift of freedom that we gave them at high cost, then forget it. They're done. They can go and rot, as far as I'm concerned. Not one American paperclip should be spent again on doing anything in Iraq. But, and this is a great big but, bigger than Beyonce's, it is a situation where now it's not just a civil disagreement and a civil war in Iraq. It is ISIS. It is a group of individuals that are looking to establish a terrorist state. They are looking to organize. They are looking to collect. They are looking to create a nation state that wants Islamic domination of all governments and the death of anyone who disagrees. And when we're looking at that circumstance, I'm afraid we have to go back to war. I'm afraid we have to, because nobody else will. All right, let's take a break, and we'll come right back, and we'll wrap things up. It is, I'm Seth Mila. I'm sitting in for Jerry Bader, 888-455-1360. We will come right back. Don't go anywhere.
Jerry Bader Show.